Well, it looks like Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, is in for a real tough night. He's been visiting Grandma with the two children and started the drive home too late to make it in one day. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we find them stopping at a motor court to catch up on a little sleep. Listen.
All right, Snooks. Let's get out.
What are we stopping here for?
So we can get a little sleep.
Why?
Because it's too tough on the baby. He's not comfortable sleeping on the back seat.
He ain't on the back seat, Daddy.
He what?
He's on the floor.
Snooks, I left you sleeping on the floor. How is it you're on the seat? How is it, I ask you?
It's fine.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing he's not hurt. Now, how could he get on the floor?
He could have jumped.
Snooks, how did Robespierre get on the floor?
He got there when I quietly pushed him off the seat.
I thought so. Oh, I'd hate to have you for a sister.
Would you like me to be your wife?
No.
Why?
Because you're too much like your mother. Grab that little bag. I'll carry Robespierre.
I want some chewing gum.
Oh, shh. You'll wake up everybody in the joint. Now, come on.
I'm hungry.
Well, keep quiet. I'll see if I can get you a glass of milk.
No. I want some chewing gum.
Oh, you woke him up.
Ah, shut up. You wake up everybody in the joint.
Shh. Baby, please. Snooks, where's his bottle?
I drank it.
That's fine. Push him off the seat and drink his milk. Is there anything else you'd like to do to your little brother?
Yeah, let's stop him.
You keep your hands off him. I can't understand what you've got against this child.
He's a pickle puss.
Shh. Snooks, go back to the car and get me his pacifier. Shh, there it is, baby.
Here, Daddy.
I don't want a wrench. I want him to stop crying.
I'll stop him, Daddy.
Put down that wrench. Now open that bag. Here, baby. Open your mouth. That's better. Come on now and be very quiet.
Nobody's here.
There's the night clerk. He's sleeping.
I'll wake him up at the ranch.
Never mind.
Hey.
I beg your pardon. I must have dozed off.
Can you please put us up for the night?
We have a cabin with twin beds. Can the children sleep together?
I ain't his children. I'm his wife.
Oh. Pay no attention to the child. She's dopey. I think you'd better put up another cot in the room.
Yes, sir. I'll fix it up.
I'm hungry.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Have you got a glass of milk handy?
I'll have to look in the icebox. No milk, but here's a nice lettuce salad.
Fine. I'll take that bottle of beer, too, if you can spare it.
Certainly. Here we are.
I ain't gonna eat no lettuce.
Oh, it's good for you. Ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy. It's wonderful.
You like it?
Oh, I love it.
Well, you eat it. I want some beer.
You get the room fixed up. I'll take care of her.
Yes, sir.
You want this lettuce, Snooks?
No, I want some bananas.
There's no bananas here.
Yes, there is. Right there, hanging on a stick.
You can't have those bananas. They're still green.
I like them.
Well, you can't have them. They're not ripe.
Why?
Because they're green.
Then I want some beer.
No, it'll make you dizzy. Eat that lettuce.
I don't want it. The lettuce is no good.
Why not?
Because it's green.
Well, what of it?
If it's green, it ain't ripe.
Oh, nonsense. Of course it's ripe.
You said the bananas ain't ripe when they're green.
I know I did.
And why is lettuce ripe when it's green?
Because that's the color of lettuce when it's ripe.
Well, what color is it when it ain't ripe?
Green! It's green when it's ripe and it's green when it's not ripe.
How is the beer, Daddy?
Fine.
Makes you dizzy, don't it?
Oh, I wish to heaven I could get to bed.
All ready, sir. Will you follow me, please?
Okay, come on, Snooks.
I'm hungry.
Now you woke the baby again. Wait till I get you inside.
Oh!
Don't stop it! Here we are, sir. This is a double cabin. Oh, the connecting room is occupied, so please try to be as quiet as possible.
We won't make a sound. Will we, Snooks?
Won't we?
Must be wonderful to have children like that. You know, my wife and I have been married 13 years, and so far we haven't been blessed.
Brother, you've been blessed and don't know it.
Good night.
Now, Snooks, get undressed as quickly as possible.
All right, Daddy. Diddle-diddle-dump in my dum-dum, where's the bed, please? Don't sing. Why?
You woke the man next door. Now, don't make a sound while I undress the baby. Turn over, little fella.
Suck him, Daddy.
You mind your own business. Get under those covers. All right, sweetie pie. Let Daddy make his darling Tootsie-Wootsie nice and comfy.
Ah, Tootsie-Wootsie, my Tootsie! Why'd you take her to Niagara Falls?
Who's that, Daddy?
I told you it's the man next door.
What did you want?
I don't know. The baby's sleeping now. I'll lie down with my clothes on. Where's that light switch?
Daddy!
What is it?
Tell me a story.
Don't start that, Snooks. Snooks, I'm warning you.
Can't I get any sleep around here?
Is he hanging pictures, Daddy?
No. Go to sleep.
Mom, tell me a story.
I will not. And if you make another sound, I'll smother you. All right, all right. Listen, did you hear the story about the three holes in the ground?
No.
Well, well, well. Good night.
No.
Oh, I wish I was dead.
I ain't gonna stand for this. You better cut that noise out or I'll break down the door.
You hear that, Snooks? Look at the trouble you're causing.
Mom, tell me a story.
All right, but don't make a single interruption. Comprehend?
Comprehend.
Once upon a time, a fox saw a crow fly off with a piece of cheese in his beak and settle on the branch of a tree. The fox decided he'd get the cheese, so he said...
What, Daddy?
He said, hello, Mrs. Crow. How well you're looking today. How glossy of feather. How bright your eye. So, after that, the crow looked down at the fox and... He said, thank heaven. She's asleep.
What did the crow say, Daddy?
Oh, nuts! I thought he had him!
So did I, but I got him out. Oh, what's the news? Come on, let's go home.
Thank you, Baby Snooks and Company. Ah, that was beautiful, Mary. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in answer to your many requests, Baby Snooks is going to recite another poem. This one is called The Jolly Old Sow. Bring her on, Daddy.
Now, Daddy.
Now.
A jolly old sow once lived in a sty, and three little piggies had she, and she waddled about saying,
oink, 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 oink.
While the little one said, oi, oi. My dear little piggies, said one of the rats.
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 My dear little brother, said he, let us all for the future say,
oink,
oink, oink. It's so childish to say, oi, oi. These three little piggies grew skinny and lean. And lean they might very well be, for somehow they couldn't say
oink,
oink, oink, oink, and they wouldn't once say wee, wee. So after a time, these pigs got sick. They all felt bad as can be from trying too hard to say.
I ain't talking.
Huh? Oink, oink, oink. When they only could say, oi, oi. A mile they lyrics to this little song. A moral that's easy to see. Don't try when you're young to say oink, 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 when you only can say wee, wee.